Hey everybody, really excited about a new podcast I'm doing. So before you check out this one, and thank you for being a subscriber here, please check out my new show, Props and Drops, with the co-founder of DraftKings, Matt Kalish. We'll be talking a ton about alternative investing and quite a bit about sports, betting, and in the alt investing world, sports cards, sneakers, clearly NFTs. Just really excited about it. Gonna be a little more fun, a little bit more culture, day-to-day humor. I think you're gonna really like the first episode if you haven't checked it out. The link to the new show, Props and Drops, is in the description of this podcast. Please check it out. Would mean the world to me if you gave it a spin and hit me up on Twitter and told me what you thought.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
I have been dealing with some issues in my life that are very, very difficult. And you know, I'm on the back side of that, but the ramifications. So I used to be really kind of vocal on Twitter, especially. That was kind of like my spot, and tried to dabble in all the others. I've got a TikTok account that has like 5 videos on it or something, but Instagram, and I went through. I got married, and then I went through a very, very, very difficult divorce. Four children involved for four. Yes, I have 5 kids. 4 of them were from this marriage. And so because of the nature of this divorce, like I felt like in order to protect the children and the future that we had, like I had to kind of back away. I didn't get to tuck my kids into bed for 4 years. And so, all of that is over, but, you know, I basically went into hiding and some circumstances happened that my church asked me to leave. And understand, like, I'm not upset about my church. I love the people. I love the church and I love all that stuff. And I'm super thankful for everything I've been given. But there's still this fear. Yeah. Like what can I get back out there and do it safely and protect my family is number one.
Well, David,
and I'm remarried and I have an amazing wife. She's actually listening to this right now.
Hi, David, you know this because you clearly followed me super, super closely. You're in control of what you put out. I share nothing about my kids.
I noticed that. I know that you don't. Like you're just, I don't even know what your wife looks like.
That's right. The Google result is wrong. It's that like, that's how private I am. And so, you know, I think good news. Of course you can go out there. You are in control of what you say and what conversations you get involved with. And that's that.
I knew it was going to be that simple, but I have this, like, I want to be authentic and real and not put on a show.
Don't put on a show. Be authentic and real in categories that you're willing to be authentic and real in. Right? Like
right.
What I think you're missing here is you don't have to be in every conversation.
And I'm definitely not.
Nor am I. I stay very narrow.
Okay.
You know? And that's it. You go into the conversation. I mean, you should see what's going on in the sports card conversation I'm in. A lot of percentage of that audience doesn't like me coming because they think I'm bringing the prices up and I don't really care about it. Like, you know, like any conversation you go into, you're going to have judgment.
Sure.
But if you come with good intent, it all plays out in the end. But there's people that don't even do social media because like, Gary, I don't want my shit out there. I'm like, then don't post it.
Don't post it. Right.
Right. So, you know, I get where you're going. There's plenty of subject matters that you don't want to get in, you know, maybe you don't get into conversations around divorce, you know, online. You know, I think I never fear not being authentic because I'm always authentic. I just don't go into combos that I don't feel like I know what I'm talking about or that I don't want to share because I'm private.
Yeah. And, just, I mean, I can relate to so many of the people that you've had as guests. I mean, you had Diana back last week and like she, you know, she's a procrastinator because she's, you know, wanting to be perfect. And so I want to put out the right content. And I'm like, well, do I say it this way or do I say it that way? And you're always saying put out the junk. And I'm just like, that just freaks me out. Putting out the trash just freaks me out.
It freaks you out because you value the judgment too much.
Maybe.
You got it?
It's also why you're fearful, right? Like when you go through something like that and you gave me some context, there's a lot of judgment that comes along without full context. And so that makes people retrieve. You know, there's so many people, I mean, people are struggling right now because we have cancel and mob culture. People are judging everything. You know, one of our political parties sells fear. The other one sells shame. It's at the extremes, it's very, 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 very difficult.
But yeah, and I'm worried that somebody's going to see something and go, oh, well, I'm going to use that against him. And it's like, you know, I don't want to live in that fear.
Then don't get involved in things that could lead to that. Say things you believe in and stay in conversations that you're comfortable in. It's why I don't go into healthcare conversations or how to build bridges, or I don't talk about cryptocurrency. People want me to talk about it all the time. I've got my little base of knowledge. You know, I invested in Bitcoin right. A long time ago and so kind of did well, but like, you know, have not stayed up with it, blockchain, things of that nature. I actually know quite a bit because even me not staying up on it, the way I roll, probably has, like, I watch people talking that claim literally in their thing, say cryptocurrency experts, and I don't even know what they're saying is wrong. You know, the sports card thing, I studied for a year before I started putting out content, and I was in that business for 11 years of my life and deeply am involved in sports. I know what I'm talking about. So stay in what you know and say what you mean. And people using it against you can only be, I mean, listen, David, we have a technology called deep fake. Do you know what that is?
Yes, I do. Yes.
But we're going to live in a world in 15 years where people are going to have me in this video say something I didn't say because the technology is that advanced. People are not going to even believe in video. We're going to have to live in a very different world of like a real self-love and compassion, because people are chipping away and are trying to divide. And what we need to do is come together. And I'm just very not interested in judging people because I know I don't have all the context. And I'm very interested in loving people until proven otherwise. And I'm compassionate and empathetic and sympathetic. And I don't need any validation from anybody. I'm in my own cocoon. And that's what you need to practice to get to. Period, end of story. I mean that. If you know who you are and your children know who you are and your loved ones know who you are, who gives a fuck what Sammy Pants 96 thinks? You just kind of have to get there, brother. And I know that through parenting and high school and life, that 95% of people watching right now do feel things when somebody says bad something about them. I'm just trying to teach them how not to. And it actually starts with not getting too high in reverse. What people don't realize about me is like when you started saying all those nice things in the beginning, I get a little shy, believe it or not. Like I
can relate to that.
I'm aware that I've got good stuff going on. I don't need it. I don't need the accolades, which is why I'm not vulnerable to the criticism.
Right on. Yeah, I just need to maybe laser focus. And I mean, like your last guest, you know, Candace, she said she's not creative. I'm not creative either, but I am a Jedi master at copy and paste. And so, you know, I see what you're doing.
Copy and paste your way into happiness and recognize that you went through a shitstorm for 4 or 5 years. How much worse is it going to be? Don't be scared.
Yeah. Cool. Man, thanks so much for everything you do. I appreciate it.
Cheers. Cheers. As we end today's podcast, I want to give a huge shout out to the people. You know, it's so funny. People that leave reviews and written reviews of this podcast on Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms just mean the world to me. You've taken an extra 13 to 95 seconds to show love and also give context to people of why this is a worthwhile podcast. So I appreciate that so much. And even more fun, because I think we all love a little cosign or a shout out or a little awareness, I'm going to have the team give a couple of shout outs daily on our favorite reviews. So take it away. Which were our favorites this week?
Thanks so much, Gary. Today's 5-star review reads, "This is a no-nonsense podcast. Every word in every sentence is articulated in a way to touch the heart and the brain cells. Gary, keep pumping up the content." Thank you so much for that kind review. We definitely will keep pumping up the content. And to anybody else listening out there, if you leave us a review, you might just get shouted out in the next episode.